请我们读以赛亚书第55章。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 55.
我们从第一节读到第三节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 3.
以赛亚书第55章第一节到第三节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verses 1, 2 and 3.
我们还是请弟兄姊妹大家一起读。
We will read together.
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒喝奶。你们为何花钱买拿不足为食物，用劳碌买那买饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享杯甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近我来，侧耳听，就必得获。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。我们再读第十节到十三节。
Verses 10 to 13.For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without washing the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and producing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent. For you will flow out with joy, and let forth with peace the mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy for you. And all the trees of the field will lift up their hands, instead of the thorn bush and the cypress will come up, instead of the nettle and the myrtle will come up. This will be a memorial to the Lord, for an everlasting sign which will not be cut off. Chapter 56, verses 7 to 9.我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告殿中喜乐。他们的燔馨燔祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。57章 Chapter 57,
第14节到15节，14、15节。
Verses 14 and 15.
And it shall be said, Build up, build up, prepare the way, remove every obstacle out of the way of my people. For thus says the High and Exalted One, who lives forever, whose name is holy, I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite.
我们再读58章 Chapter 58,
第一到第五节
Verses 1 to 5.
你要大声喊叫，不可止息，扬起声来，好像吹角，向我百姓说明他们的过犯，向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。他们天天寻求我，乐意明白我的道。好像轻易的国民不离弃他们神的典章，向我求问公义的判语，喜悦亲近神。他们说，我们信实，你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢？看哪，你们信实的日子仍修利益，累逼人做苦工，你们信实却互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打他，你们今日是不得使你们声音听为以上。这样的禁食，岂是我所拣选使人可酷己心的日子吗？岂是叫人推头向毁之，用麻布和炉灰不带他一下吗？你这样可称为禁食，为耶和华所悦纳的日子吗？我们再读第八节。
Verse 8.
这样你的光必发现如早晨的光，你所得的医治必要速速发明，你的公义必在你前面行，耶和华的荣光必作你的后盾。 那时你求告耶和华，应允。你呼求，他必说：我在这里。
If you remove the yoke from your midst,
除掉这
pointing of
the finger, 指着人的指头，并发恶言的事，你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯，使困苦的人得满足，你的光既必在黑暗中发现，你的幽暗必变入正午，耶和华也必时常引导你，在干旱之地，使你心满意足，骨头强壮。你必像浇灌的原子，又像水流不绝的泉源。好，我们再读五十九章。
Chapter 59.
第十二节和十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
好，我们的过犯在你面前增多，罪恶做见证告我们。过犯与我们同在，至于我们的罪孽，我们都知道。就是背逆不认识耶和华，转去不跟随我们的神，说欺压和叛逆的话，心怀谎言，随意说出。好，我们再读末了一段，第三十节到末了到三十一节。
嗯，没有三十节。
啊，第二十节，对不起。
We read from verse 20.
二十到二十一。
20 and 21.
好。必有一位救赎主来到西安雅各住中，转离过犯的人那里。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，是以我与他们所立的约，乃是这样：我加给你的灵，传给你的话，必不离弃你的口，也不离后裔与你后裔之后裔的口，从今直到永远。这是耶和华说的。我们圣经就读到这里。
This is our scripture reading.
虽然我圣经读这么许多，但是不知道能不能讲完。
Although we read many scriptures, I do not know if I can cover them all.
我们知道五十九章下面接着就是六十章。
We know that after chapter 59 comes the chapter 60.
在上个月我们曾经和弟兄们交通过六十章。
And last month I have shared chapter 60 with you.
这六十章就说到神的见证啊，恢复之后的光景。
Chapter 60 tells us the condition after the word, the testimony of the Lord has been restored.
啊，神的见证在神的家里面得到恢复。
That the testimony of the Lord has been revived in the house of God.
那个时候的情形如何
？And the condition.
那就是六十章。
That is chapter 60.
那我们刚刚所读的五十五章一直到五十九章。
And from chapter 55 to 59.
就说到神的见证如何或者怎样能够得到恢复。
It tells us how the testimony of the Lord can be restored.
所以从五十五章一直讲到六十章，这是一个小的段落。
So from chapter 55 to 60 is it's a section.
那感谢主，我们陆地弟兄，这两个月，十二月还有一月都是讲到这个这个神的殿的四面的围墙。
We thank the Lord that our brother Rudy for the past two months has been sharing with us concerning the walls of the house of God.
我记错，可能是一月二月。
In the month of January and February.
他先讲到三面的围墙。
He talked about the walls on the three sides.
那这个上一次就讲到那个东面的围墙。
And last time talked about the east wall.
当然，三面都是围墙，东面呢是门。
And talked about there's walls on three sides, and on the east side there are gates.
他就说到每一个围墙都有它属灵意义的。
And he tells us that every wall has its meaning.
特别是那个东面的。
Especially the wall on the east.
因为东面向着东，还是向着神的荣耀。
Because east is facing the glory of God.
那神的荣耀不仅照在东面，并且也经过门进到圣殿的里面。
The glory of God not only shine upon the east wall, but also enter into the temple.
那个充满在那个神的殿里头。
It is fully revealed in the house of God.
所以在神的殿里头就充满了荣耀。
Therefore, the house of God is filled with the glory of God.
这个知道那个围墙，那个墙，原圣经里头，它乃是知道见证说的。
We know the walls
in the Bible refers to testimony.
无论是的说到圣殿的围墙也好，或者说到圣城的围墙也好。
It talks about the walls of the temple or the walls of the city.
都是指到一个见证说的。
All these refers to a testimony.
那个见证就是把那个殿里面的光景在说出来，或者把城里面的情形在表明出来。
This testimony speaks of the condition within the wall.
假如这个城墙是又大又坚固又美好。
If the walls are strong and beautiful,
那就说明这城里面一般的人都是很富足的。
It tells us the people that lives in the city are rich.
他们是很强壮的。
And they are strong.
他们是很有能干的。
They are very capable.
如果这城墙是破烂不堪的话，
And if this wall is full of breaches,
说明这城里的居民呢都是非常穷苦或者非常的软弱。
Then it tells us the people that lives in this wall are very poor.
说城墙总是把城里光景在表明出来。
Therefore, the walls always explain to us what is within the wall.
圣殿的墙也是把那个圣殿里面的光景在表明出来。
And the walls of the temple also tells us the condition inside.
神所要的一个殿是怎样一个殿呢？
And what kind of temple is for the Lord?
我们知道在圣殿殿家都是一个字。
We know that in the Bible, the word for temple and house is all the same.
说到那个神的殿，就说到就是神的家。
When you talk about the temple of God, it means the house of God.
那个家是怎样一个家呢？
What kind of household belongs to our Lord?
那么就在那微想把它表明出来，给我们看见那个他的见证呢是怎样。
And these walls describe to us.What the testimony is.
那就是第六十章所给我们看见的。
And that testimony is described in chapter 16.
这给我们看见，在神家里不仅充满了荣耀。
We see that in the house of God is full of glory.
并且荣耀也从那个神的家这儿彰显出来。
And glory also is manifested through this household.
神的家乃是一个荣耀的家。
Therefore, the house of God is a glorious house.
神的家也是一个那个圣所所在地。
The house of God is also a holy place.
神所把分别出来。
God has sanctified this place.
完全是归给神的。
It is totally unto the Lord.
从一切的事物里都分别出来。
He has separated this house from all things.
纯洁，然后完全的属于神。
It is pure and perfect.
没有任何的掺杂。
Without blemish.
这是那个圣。
This is holiness.
这里家也是一个他脚掌所踏的地。
The house of God is also where He put His footsteps.
神在那里掌权。
He reigns there.
神在那里管理。
And God rules there.
我们的主他就是教会的元帅。
Our Lord is the head of this church.
在教会整个在神的家里面，那是主在那管理，在掌管一切的事。
And in the house of God, our God governs all things.
我们都是伏在他的脚下。
We all bow at the sole of His foot.
我们是跟随他带领的一般人。
And we follow His guidance.
神的家就是永远的荣华，累累的喜乐。
And the house of God is the joy of all ages.
这是说的家，神的家是那样的美丽。
The house of God is so beautiful.
这个美丽，不是暂时的，那是永远的美丽。
And the beauty is not temporal, but it's forever.
都是那美丽。
It is always beautiful.
为什么神的家是那美丽呢？
Why is it the house of God is so beautiful?
因为主耶稣的性格充满在神的家里面。
Because the character of God is filled within His house.
借着神的家，把那个主的性格在表明出来，彰显出来。
Through the house of God, we can see the character of God.
我们看见他是那样美丽。
We see that He is so beautiful.
那样的可爱。
And so lovely.
所有丑陋的事情，所有不好的事，在神的家都看不见。
There is no ugliness inside of His house.
你在那所看见的是主。在那里能说彰显出来是主。
There you will only see the Lord and only see His manifestation.
所以神家是很美丽。
Therefore, His house is beautiful.
也是累代的喜乐。
It is also the joy of ages.
那个喜乐就像江河一样，涌动在神家里面。
And that joy is like a river that flows through His house.
神家里都在涌流出来。
It flows through from His house.
是越流越深，越流越广泛。
And it will become deeper as it flows.
这个是喜乐的河。
This is the river of joy.
这个是恩典的河。
And this is the river of grace.
神的爱的源头它流出来的。
And the source is the Lord Himself.
我们都是活在他神的爱的里面。
We all lived in His love.
我们是浸透在神的爱中。
And we are totally immersed in His love.
是沐浴在神的爱的里面。
And we are soaked in His love.
所以你看见神家充满了爱。
So you see that the house of God is full of love.
所以你在神家里面有新的喜乐。
And that's why you feel joy in His house.
他是永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
He is the pride of everlasting pride.
这是那个神的杰作。
This is the masterpiece.
是在主耶稣死和复活里头，在那里长生长出来的。
And out of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
这就是六以赛亚书六十章说给我们看见神家的光景。
And this is what it described to us in Isaiah chapter 60.
那么这个见证是怎样恢复的呢？
And how can this testimony be restored?
那这是很重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
让我们知道这些见证是怎样恢复的。
We need to know how the testimony of God is restored.
让我们今天就活在那个这种情形里面。
So that we can live in this condition.
行走在这条道路当中。
We can walk on this path.
让神的家那个见证也能在我们中间，能在我们的身上能得到恢复。
So the testimony of God can also be revived in us.
当然，不是我们聚在一起的时候就是神的家。
Of course, it's not that when we gather together, we are the house of God.
聚在一起的时候，
when we get together,
那个神的家更实在。
It is more real.
显出来更真实。
The house of God is more real when
we
all get together.
我们没有聚在一起，那我们还是神的家。
Even when we are not together, we're still the house of God.
就像当弟兄领诗歌时候，不是在聚会中间呢，我们表现都是很好。
Just like our brother said earlier, that we should not just have a good behavior in the meeting time.
表现出来的这个都是虚假的。
Because everything we reveal from the outside, it is false.
那个见证不是外面的一个表现。
The testimony is not an outward behavior. 或者说，
不光是外面的表现。
It is not just an outward behavior.
乃是里面的实际从里面彰显出来。
But a reality that lives through.
所以谁说要得到的见证，不光在聚会时候那表明出来。
The testimony that God wished to obtain now is not only resides in our meetings.
在我们家里头，在工作地方，无论在什么地方，那么神的见证都在当表现出来。
But the testimony shall be manifested through our daily living and through our work.
在我们看，有时候聚在一起，有时候分开的。
Sometimes we're together, sometimes we're apart.
从主的眼睛来看，我们永远都是聚在一起的。
Yet in God's eye, we're always together.
我们乃是在基督的身体。
We are in the body of Christ.
我们乃是一个团体人。
We are a corporate body.
无论在什么地方，在什么时候，我们都是不能分开的。
No matter where we are, we cannot be separated.
因为我们乃是一个是基督的身体。
Because we are the body of Christ.
所以无论在什么地方，我们都是主耶稣的见证。
No matter where we are the testimony of Christ.
都应该是主耶稣的那个表现。
We should manifest Jesus Himself.
那这个见证是怎样在那产生出来的？
And how can this testimony
produce? 这个对于我们的聚会也好，对我们的侍奉也好，对我们的生活也好，或者我们在工作当中，在人群当中的表现也好，都发生密切的关系。
And this is closely related to our behavior, at work, at home, and our daily living.
刚才我们所读的那个以赛亚书五十五章。
In chapter 55, which we have read.
那就说到那个神的见证啊，乃是出自于那个神的恩典。
It tells us the testimony of God comes from the grace of God.
这是主自己做的。
It is God's work.
不是我们人能够做得出来的。
It is not something that man can do.
我们人之会那破坏神的见证。
Man can only destroy God's
testimony. 我们不会把神的见证在建立起来。
We don't know how to build up the testimony of God.
你知道那个所罗门在诗篇里头有一句话。
You know Solomon has a phrase in Psalm.
他说，若不是耶和华建造房屋的话，建造的人就枉然劳力。
He says, if the Lord is not the builder of the house, then those who build are built in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城市的话，看守的人就枉然惊醒。
If the Lord does not watch over his city, then those the watchmen watch in vain.
所以你看见神的家被建立起来，不是我们建立，乃是神自己建立的。
You see, to build up the house of God is not our work,
主说我要建立我的教会在磐石上。
God said, I will build my church upon the rock.
并且亚伯拉罕说仰望那座城，那是神所经营，神所建造的。
And the city which Abraham hoped for is one that God has built.
实在说起来，我们并不能做什么。
In reality, we cannot do anything.
我们智慧给神呢帮忙的是越帮忙越多，结果我们给神在难处越大。
We think that we can help the Lord, but the more we help, the more problems we brought in. 很多
时候了，他去把我们所帮忙所做的都给撤掉，然后再重新做。
Many times he has to take away all the helps that we have done.
所以家乃是神自己建立起来。
The house of God has to be built by God.
主的见证乃是主自己工作的结果。
The testimony is a result of God's
work. 所以在五十五章就是我们看见。
In chapter five, it shows us.
神家建立起来完全是出自神的恩典。
That in order for the house of God to be built, it is out of His grace.
主用什么东西来建立他的家呢？
How does God build His house?
主乃是用他的恩典把神的家建立起来。
He built His house according to His grace.
乃是用他的恩典让神的见证能够让主的见证能得到彰显。
He uses grace to manifest his,
做这一切都是主的恩典。
All this is God's grace.
当主耶稣基督从死里复活之后，
When the Lord are resurrected from death,
像五十三章、五十四章、以赛亚五三、五四，就是讲到主耶稣的死和主耶稣复活。
Isaiah 50, chapter 53 and 54 talks about the death and the resurrection of the Lord.
他不仅是为我们成为了救赎。
He has accomplished the salvation for us.
解决了我们消极上一切难处。
He resolved all our problems.
并且他也从死里复活，那个生命从他里头流出来。
He also rose from the dead so that the life, the resurrected life can flow through him.
那个恩典从主耶稣基督里面像江河一样从里头涌流出来。
And grace, gushes out from within him.
并且这个恩典像我们刚才所说的像江河一样是越流越丰富。
And the grace is like the river which we talked about earlier.
越流
flows deeper.
越流越深。
And the more it flows, the deeper.
越流越广泛。
The more it flows, the broader it becomes.
恩典那是非常丰富的恩典。
God's grace is abundant.
以弗所书就说到那个主的恩典。
Ephesians talks about the grace of God.
给我们看见这个恩典是个荣耀的恩典。
It shows us that this grace is a glorious grace.
这个恩典乃是丰富的恩典。
And this grace is a abundant grace.
恩典乃是我们所不能测度的恩典。
And it's a grace which we cannot measure.
是我们所不能想象的。
Grace which is we cannot comprehend.
这个恩典是太丰富了。
God's grace is so full.
说在五十五章在开头一段，他就说到神的恩典。
In the beginning, a portion of chapter 55 talks about His grace.
恩典已经借着主耶稣死而复活已经流出来了。
And through the death and resurrection of Christ, we see His grace.
恩典的河里头满了水。
In the grace.
神的河，恩典的河里满了水。
Oh, in the river of grace, of God's grace is full of water.
那我们就有一个态度，那就主呼召我们要来。
And the Lord called us to come.
所以你们一切干渴的都当就近水来。
All who are thirst to come to the water.
啊，没有银钱也可以来。
Even those who are without money, you can come.
价钱也不用这个也不用价值。
Without money and without cost.
都可以来买酒喝奶。
You can come to buy wine and buy milk.
所以这里给我们看见，我们可以来喝。
Here it shows that we can come and drink.
这是恩典。
Because this is grace.
是白白的赐给我们的。
It's given to us freely.
是那丰富的恩典。
Although it is so full and abundant.
并且是那浩大的恩典。
It is great grace.
但是主却白白的给了我们。
Yet the Lord is willing to give us without.
是不需要价钱的。
It's freely.
不需要价值的。
Without cost.
不需要我们劳力的。
Without our labor,
我们只要来
we just need to
我们来享受
come to enjoy,
我们来喝
and come to drink,
我们来得我们来享 来得着
and come, we can take,
不仅能够喝那个水
we not only drink the water,
并且我们也能喝奶也能喝酒
we can drink the wine and the milk,
并且也能吃那个做食物做我们食物
and this can also become our food.
所以看见那个主的恩典是何等的丰富
we see that the grace of God is so full and abundant.
不但能解除我们的干渴
It can quench our thirst.
也能叫我们喜乐满足。
It can also fill our hearts with joy.
还要叫我们里头能得到饱足。
It can satisfy our deepest need.
叫我们里头能够重新有力量。
And we shall regain our strength.
这是神的恩典，我们丰富的恩典。
And the grace of God is
abundant. 乃是够我们一切所使用的。
It is we can use abundantly.
我们所需要的一切。
Everything we need.
在它里面样样都有。
We will be able to find it in Him.
这是神给我们恩典。
This is the grace that God has given us. It is so full.
但是却不要价钱。
Yet it's without cost.
你不要花钱的。
You don't have to spend
money. 你可以白白来喝的。
You can come
freely. 你可以白白来享受的。
You can come
enjoy
free.
那这就是我所传的福音。
This is the gospel which we preach.
当我们传福音，就告诉人说，你就要相信。
We tell people just believe.
你只要来喝，你来接受。
Just come and accept.
你可以得着。
Then you will have the salvation.
这位救主。
You can have the Savior.
你可得着他丰富的恩典。
You can receive His abundant grace.
上帝又得着宝足。
And you will be satisfied.
并且也叫你里面能喜乐满足。
And you will have joy.
就像在约翰福音里头所说的那个主的恩典。
Just like the grace described in Gospel according to John.
像活水泉源一样。
It is the living water.
也叫我们生活有力量。
He gave us strength in our daily life.
像活水江河一样充满涌流出来。
And it will spring up from within us.
叫饥饿干渴的人都引导我们而得到饱足。
So those, even the thirsty people around us can be quenched. And this will, grace also causes us to be set free from sin.
不再受仇敌所辖制。
We will no longer be reigned under the enemy.
眼睛能被开启。
Our eyes will be open.
能够认识属灵的世界。
And we can know the spiritual things.
也叫我们享受他所有一切的丰富。
We can enjoy all the riches of God.
就好像羊在羊圈里面一样。
Just like the sheep in his fold.
无论是吃的，无论是喝的，在这里样样都齐备。
Inside the fold, he has food and he has drinks.
这是一个叫这个死人复活的恩典。
This is the grace that through death and resurrection.
今天我们看见。
Fun sisters,
神恩典乃丰富的恩典。
We see that God's grace is full.
我们一切所想所使用的。
And it's for our use.
我们所需要的里头样样都齐备。
All that we need, we can be satisfied in Him.
哪里有这么好的事情？
You say, how can you have such good things in this world? How can you find such precious things?
这样丰富的恩典。
And such full grace.
取之不尽，用之不竭的。
You can never deplete in His grace.
不需要价钱的。
And without cost.
也不需要价值。
And without spending money, without labor, without doing anything, all you have to do is believe. All you have to do is come and accept. Then you will receive freely.
虽然在世界里头你没有这好东西了，这么好的东西了。
One sister, we will not find such good deal in this world.
你要得到饱足，你必须劳力。
If you want to be satisfied, you must work.
你若是不劳力的话，就没东西吃。
Without work, you will find no food.
你若是得到享受，你必须那个尽责任。
If you want to enjoy, then you must have responsibility.
你若是不肯尽责任的话，那你就得不到享受。
Without taking responsibility, then you will not enjoy things.
你若是不劳力的话，那你就
You have to give your labor.
劳碌所得来的呢?
And all those things that you labor for
不能叫你得了满足。
Will not give you lasting joy.
不能解决你里面最深处的难处。
It will not resolve the deepest need in your heart.
恩典，它不仅是白白的恩典，也是它是那个丰富的恩典。
But the grace of God is free and it's full.
应付一些难处。
It will satisfy our needs.
我想我们传福音都知道这件事。
We know these through sharing the gospel.
他们怀疑的话，
if their friends who doubt,
我们就说虽然你是不要花钱的，
we will tell them although it is for free,
你是不要付代价的，
although you do not have to pay anything,
你知道有一位已经替你出了重大的代价，
but you must know one has paid a heavy price for you,
就是我们主耶稣基督，
and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他出了重大的代价，
he has paid a heavy price,
牺牲了一切，
he sacrificed all,
他舍去了一切，
he has given all,
他才给我们买到这些恩典，
so that you can enjoy this grace.
把这个恩典白白地赐给我们，
so that you can have it for free.
让我们来享受这恩典，
and you can enjoy His grace.
这恩典是丰富的，
the grace of God truly is full.
并且我们要让神的家得到建造，
in order for the house of God to be built.
让神的见证能彰显出来，
and that His testimony can be manifested.
这完全是神恩典的工作。
It is the work of His grace.
不是我们大人所做的。
It is not our work.
乃是主把恩典给我们。
But God has given us grace.
恩典在增加的时候。
When grace increases.
神的家就建立起来的。
Then the house of God will be built.
当恩典充满在神的家里面。
When the grace of God is filled through this house.
就彰显出来了。
Glory is revealed.
所以一切都在于主的恩典。
All relies upon His grace.
是神的恩典把神的家那个建立起来。
It is God's grace that built up His house.
所以在以弗所书，他不仅说到神的恩典是那丰富。
In Ephesians, it tells us that God's grace is so full.
他也说到那个恩典能力是何等的浩大。
It also tells us the strength and power of this grace.
这个恩典呢，是让我们活过来的恩典。
He says this grace is the grace that causes us to live.
死在罪恶过犯的一般人。
We were dead in sin.
就是恩典进到我里面来。
But grace entered into us.
我们这个人就活起来了。
And we are alive.
我们就活过来了。
We come alive again.
不是指我们不光不是指我们身体说的。
This does not refer to our physical body, but it talks about our spiritual life.
我们的灵乃是死的灵。
Our spirit is a dead spirit, and we are dead in sin. When the grace of God enters in, He touches our spirit, our spirit is alive. He can cause us to come alive, but we can be resurrected with Him. You know that resurrection is a great power, because this power overcomes death, overcomes the Hades, overcomes all the reins of darkness. There is not a difficulty which He cannot overcome, because death is the greatest power. Yet Jesus rose from the dead. It tells us this grace is the victorious grace. It is one that triumphs over all things. There's not a sin that can bind us. And the power of darkness can no longer reign over us. He has even overcome our flesh and our blood. It is totally victorious. This is the grace of God. The grace of God also causes us to be seated with Him in heaven. It is superior. It is secure. It is steadfast. We will not be shaken. And nothing can touch or influence us. We can put our feet above all things. And the grace of God also exalted us so we can be seated with Him in heaven. This is God's grace. He says we are saved by His grace. It is also by faith. And that salvation not only refers to the first salvation, but it tells us that we are saved totally. You know, when we accept the Lord Jesus, our spirit has been saved. But our minds and our thinking and our emotion are still of the old self. It has not been saved yet. Although we are saved, we have some change in our body. But if you talk to that person, he still displays the old self. There's some change within him, but not a lot. Even with some little change, sometimes he will go back to his own way. Therefore, the grace of God is not just this much. He not only changed our spirit condition, but He will also cause a change in our mind and our thinking and our emotion. Even our habits. Our minds will be renewed.
我们的意志也在软化下来了。
Our wills will be softened.
所以你看见我们这个人愈固也改变。
You will see that we will be changed daily.
将来到了有一天我们看见主的时候,
one day when we face the Lord,
到那一天我们整个的身体都改变了。
Even our body will be changed to be like Him.
这个卑贱的身体就变成了一个荣耀的身体。
This lowly body will be transformed into a glorious body.
这个被喜欢的身体就变成了一个不喜欢的身体。
This perishable body will become an imperishable body. All this is the work of His grace. Paul says, what a person have I become today? It is the work of His grace. His grace continues to save us until we become perfect. You are saved by grace. It is also by faith. It is not of yourself, but it's what God is. Even our faith is from God. Therefore, this is all God's work. We are God's masterpiece. He will work in us. Through His grace, He will work in us so that we will become His masterpiece, that His glory shall be revealed to us, and His beauty will reveal to us.
And
sister, this is the work of grace. All is His grace. We cannot do anything. It is not our work, but His grace. Since the grace of God is so full, and His power is so great, not only save us, but He will change us. So that His work will be accomplished in us. His testimony shall reveal to us. How do we gain this grace? How do we enjoy His grace? This is our question. We thank the Lord. He shows us the second thing. That is the word, His words of assurance.
换句话说,
in other words, it's through His words.
我们认识神的恩典是借着神的话,
we know about His grace. It is through His words. The more we read about His words, the fuller we will find His grace. We see the power of His strength.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有一个难处，就是我们知道神已经完成了工作。
One sister, we have one problem, that is we know God has accomplished His work. He has given us His grace. But it seems like this grace is very subjective. We have not touched and enjoyed this grace. Why is it? One of the greatest problems is that you have not studied His words well. He said, I have read the Bible.
许多时我们读圣经啊，我们就是走马看花这样读过去的。
But many times as we read the Bible, we just skim through the words.
我们知道不知道？
You ask me if I know. I say, I know some.
那我们懂得不懂得？
Do you understand?
我们一点都不懂得。
I don't understand at all.
如果是这样匆匆忙忙这样读过去。
Because we just rush through the word of God.
不仅匆匆忙忙，就连匆匆忙忙这点时间呢，都很难得拿出来的。
Sometimes we don't even have any time to read the word of God.
这些恩典都在他的话语里头。
But it's just that the grace of God resides in His word.
我们若是要知道神的恩典的性质。
If we want to know the nature of His grace, we must read His words. We want to experience His grace and to enjoy the strength of His grace. We must obtain His word. We must allow His words to enter into us so that His words can accomplish His work. He said the snow comes from heaven.
它并不返回的,
it will not return to heaven until they water the earth. And so those who plant receive the seed, and the bread to the eater.
他说我的话也是这样,
so shall my word be such. The word of God is like the rain and the snow. When His word came to us, it will not return back to heaven. It will definitely water us. It will bring us the seed. It will give us life. It will give us the fullness of His life. It will not return without watering. It will accomplish what God has desired. Every time God speaks to us, there is responsibility in His words. Because the word comes from the mouth of God. God has sent forth these words. And it will accomplish in us what God desires. And without doing the work, it will not return back. But sister, this is the word of God. We not only need to read His words, we need to hear His words. Therefore, you must listen. Then you can eat the good and the fat. You can enjoy the sweetness. And it will give you great joy. But sister, as we read the word of God, have we tasted His words? Not only read His words, we must taste the goodness of His words. So how do I taste that? You know these words outwardly, they're just letters. It's like some teachings and some doctrines. But it, when the words are open to you,
它不仅发出光来,
it will shine forth.
它也把, 带, 把生命带给我们,
it will also bring you life.
恩典带给我们,
it will bring you grace.
我们都有, 我们可能会有这样有些的经历。
Maybe we have some experience.
有的话语不过是些道理。
Some words are just some teachings.
不过是些教训就是了。
Just some doctrines.
我们并没觉得怎样。
We don't think much of it.
也许这话很好听，我们欣赏欣赏。
Maybe these words are put together very eloquently and we enjoy it.
太刺耳朵，我们当然摇摇头。
If these words are too harsh, then we just shake our head.
我们没有尝到那个神话语滋味。
Yet we have not tasted
these
words. The word of God has not opened to us. Therefore, we cannot enjoy the abundance that in His words. We must read His words. We also need to taste His words. So that His words can be opened to us. How does the word of God open to us? Sometimes we read it, it will open to us. When it opens, you will discover that the verses are so good, and it will give you great help. Sometimes the entire chapter will be open to you. Then we will glean and gather all the beautiful and the goodness from this chapter.
好，那并且呢，叫我们得到滋润，叫我们得到饱足。
We will feel it is so good, it will also water our garden.
也叫我们得到力量。
It will also give us strength.
也能改变我们，能拯救我们。
It will change us and save us.
就是神的话。
And sister, this is the word of God.
因为神的话语没有一句不带着能力的。
The word of God is full of strength.
但神的话语满了神的恩典。
And His words is full of grace.
神的话进到我们里面来，神的恩典就把神的恩典带进来了。
When His words enter into our hearts, it also bring with it His grace.
我们真是需要好好来读。
My sister, we need to read God's word.
那从前我们刚刚开始在追就是那个就追求主的时候。
When we begin to seek after the Lord.
那时候有年长弟兄有一位年长的姊妹啊特别是关心我们帮助我们读主的话。
There was a sister that truly helped me in the beginning of my.
给我们讲解神的话语。
She did not explain the words of God to us.She just asks us to read and make sure that we read.
我们怎样从神的话语当中能够得到呢？
And how do we gain things from His word?
头一件事就是你要读。
First, she said you must read.
最怕的就是你不读。
The most fearful thing is that you do not read at all.
我们没有时间读。
Many times we say that we don't have time to read.
我们需要读，哪里有时间读圣经啊？
We have so many things we need to take care of. Where do we find time to read?
圣经啊，那我们要是有心的话呢，我们带着圣经回来听得到。
And if we have desire for the Lord on Sunday, we will bring the Bible to church. And after we return home, we put this book on the bookshelf. And then we begin to do our own things. The people of this time is so busy. You see that we're busy at work, at the office. And when we return home, we need to clean the house and help the children.
若是我们有心愿的话，像海狼就说要服侍主，我们在教会里要忙。
If we want to, we have some desire for the Lord, we are busy to do things in the church.
时间读主的话。
Where do I find time to read His word?
我们没有时间。
It seems like we don't have enough time.
我们只要礼拜天听得到就可以了。
So on Sunday, we just need to listen.
那如果弟兄们讲的很有意思，还是赞美主。
If the brother gave a good sermon, we praise and thank the Lord.
讲的没有味道，慢慢就回去了。
If we don't really understand what was spoken Sunday, then we just return home.
我们也没读神的话。
We do not read. We don't understand.
从主那里直接在领受神的话。
We have not gathered anything directly from the Lord.
我们说领受都是间接来的。
Most of the time, we receive the word of God indirectly.
人在讲这样讲，我觉得有道理。
So when people say it this way and that way, we all find it reasonable, and we take it in. If someone explains it another way, say, oh yeah, it makes sense, and I'll take it in. And many times they are full of contradictions. Many times they are against one another. But we, to us, we find it is the same. We don't understand. How come you cannot discern? How come you do not know what you can eat and what you cannot eat? It's because you do not have the word of God in you. You have not tasted the goodness of His word. So even if men feed you poison, you will eat it. many children of God today.
不仅是可怜的光景，悲惨的情形里面。
They are in such pitiful condition.
为的，因为他们不读神的话。
Because they will not read the word of God.
他们就是在听别人说这，别人这样说，他们就这样听；别人这样讲，他们就这样讲。
They just want to sit and listen to what other has to say.
结果入了迷惑。
And then they are confused.
结局不仅是不能叫主得荣耀，反而叫主他受到羞辱。
At the end, the Lord cannot be glorified, but be ashamed.
必须要好好读这个话。
But sister, we must learn to read the word of God.
有何等智慧，把神的话丰富藏在我们里面。
Use all wisdom to treasure and store the word of God inside of us.
我们不能光是我们在外面忙碌。
We cannot just be busy about.
在公司里忙。
We cannot just be busy in the office, in the house, and busy in church. We cannot just do many things. At the end, we have no time for the Lord. And that is such a great loss. And this is a loss which cannot be made of. Why are we so busy? No matter how busy we are, we still have to find time to read. Sometimes I listen to Brother Philip sharing on the cassette tape. I said, this brother knows the Bible. In the church, there are so many things for him to do. I really want to ask him, where do you find time to read the Word of God? How come you know it so well? And is so full of light. You can enjoy yourself, you can also supply to others. This is truly great. I didn't ask. Why didn't I ask? Because I remember a brother several years back. This brother lives in San Jose. He is also very busy at his work.
忙得不得了，可以说忙得不得了。
He is very busy.
那教会里头呢，他们也没有全时间的传道人。
In their fellowship, they don't have a full-time worker.
那个自己几位弟兄当一同服侍。
They just have several brothers that serve together.
他是最主要的一位。
And he is one of the responsible brothers.
所以他的事情特别多。
Therefore, he is full of things to do.
所以看见不仅是在工作的时候忙，在家里忙，在教会里也忙。
So he is busy at home, at work, and in church.
你知道我什么时候读圣经？
He said, brother, do you know when I read the Bible?
虽然这样忙，但是我还要讲道啊。
Although I am so busy, I still need to stand at the pulpit.
是不是？
I still need to provide to others.
我什么时候读圣经呢？
When do I find time to read?
有一个时间。
He said, I do have a time.
就是中午吃饭时候了，别人在那吃饭，我在那捡点担子，可能快就吃完了。
That is during my lunchtime hour.
吃完之后呢，别人在休息了。
I eat very quickly, and while others rest, I begin to read my Bible.
那段时候把门关起来，我什么事都不做。
So during lunchtime, I close my door and I will not do anything. I will not pick up phone calls.
读圣经啊。
But I just concentrate and read the Word of God.
所以你看见他不仅圣经很熟，他也能够借着主的话在帮助别人。
So you see, he is very familiar with the Word of God. He can also help others.
很可能中年弟兄他就是。这个吃中饭的时候读圣经吧。
So I guess that Brother Philip probably also used his lunch time to read the Bible.
所以我就没有再问他。
Therefore, I did not question him.
他有更好的秘诀。
Maybe he has a better secret than that.
我不知道。
This I don't know.
但是无论如何。
But no matter what.
这许多人都是我们这个激励。
But brother and sister, these people give us encouragement.
他们给我们做了很好的见证。
They have become a good example for us.
他们是空闲的。
It is not that they are people with lots of time. They are very busy.
特别在这个时代里头。
Especially in this time and age.
很多的事物在我们的身上。
There are many things that bind us.
无论怎样，我们总要找出时间读读。
But no matter what, you still need to find time to read His word.
不是为了帮助别人。
Not only to help others.
也为了叫我们自己能够得到供应。
But so that we ourselves can be benefited.
也叫我们自己能够得到建立。
That we can be edified.
也叫我们自己能够在主的面前能够有改变。
That we can have a change before the Lord.
很多时候我们没有改变。
Many times we don't have any change.
还是老样子。
We're still like the old self.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
因为我们里头没有主的话。
It is because you do not have the word of God.
你知道我们里头若是有主的话。
If you do have the word of God.
圣灵在我们里头是活的。
The Holy Spirit will be alive in you.
他运行在我里面。
He will move in you.
他在我里头要运行在做工了。
And he will work in you.
圣灵怎样做工在我们里面？
How does the Holy Spirit Spirit work in
us.
He uses the Word of God and reminds us to us. He speaks about the Word of God to us again. And this time it brings life. And this time brings grace. This time brings salvation. This time brings light. The Holy Spirit speaks the Word of God to us. The Holy Spirit will not speak any new words to us. It will not speak anything outside of this Bible. Many times, everything is recorded in the Bible. But the Holy Spirit reminds us one more time. It reminds us the Bible that we have stored in us. It opened them up to us. It reminds us. And these verses become our light. Becomes our life. Becomes our strength. And becomes the need of becomes the help of that need. Becomes our salvation. And sister, we must store the Word of God in us. No matter how busy we are, we must treasure the Word of God in us. At the right moment,
有需要的时候,
at the time of need,
圣灵在里做工的时候,
especially when the Holy Spirit is working, He will open the words that we have in us, and we will be enlightened, and we will receive help, and we will be changed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we must read the Word of God.
我再说,
I say it again,
无论是我们工作怎样,
no matter how busy you are, we still need to read the Word of God. If you care about the testimony of God, if you truly wish that the testimony will be revived among the children of God, if you're not satisfied with your current condition, if you don't want to be weak any longer, if you do not want to be the dry bones, we need to come alive. We need to be strengthened. We need to be united together. We have to form a great army of God. We must give an influence power. But we cannot just... We must store the Word of God in us. So the Holy Spirit shall remind the Word of God to us. And through the Word of God, He will save us. One by one, we shall be changed. You will see that the Lord will unite us together and form a great power. My sister, God has already given us grace. He has also given His words to us. Praise the Lord. This precious Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it is full of His words. And every word is full of power. Every word has a great treasure within. We need to allow the words to enter into us and allow the grace to work in us, accomplishing what God desires. You see, when God's work accomplished, then you will see that they change. They will go out with joy. And they will be led forth in peace. Even the mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Not only so, we have all been changed. He says, instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up. And instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up. Our natural self, our natural condition, are like the thorn bush and the nettle. If you are just being placed there, then you can be looked at. Because even the thorn bush and the nettles are green. But if man touches you, they cannot stand. You're full of thorns. These are thorns and briars. You cannot touch, you cannot feel. My sister, this is the condition of the children of God. If we are sitting here, we are just like thorn bush. You look at it, they're okay. But you enter into the society, you went back home. When the world touches you,
哎呀，这个人吃不消了。
They will be afraid.
还信耶稣了，算了。
Forget about believing in Jesus.
那我就不行。
If that person believes in Jesus, then I will not.
他若是上那个三层天的话，我要上七层天。
If he can go to the third heaven, I can qualify for the seventh heaven.
离他远一点。
I need to be far away from him.
没有改变。
This is a person without joy.
不能成为别人的喜乐。
This is a person who cannot become others' joy.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
当主的话把恩典带进来时候。
When the word of God brings in grace.
心境不能改变了。
Then we will be changed.
我们这心境改变了。
Our nature will be changed.
你就看见我们这些荆棘啊，都变成了松树了。
You will see the thorn bush become cypress.
这些荆棘都变成了寒石榴树了。
You will see the nettles become the myrtle.
我们都喜欢松树。
We all like the cypress.
因为松树是常青的。
Because it's forever green.
无论夏天冬天，总是那青那青翠那美丽。
It is green in the summer and in winter time.
那它就是那美丽。
It is so beautiful.
一直都不改变了。
It won't change.
番石榴你们恐怕没有吃过。
Maybe you have not seen the myrtle.
那我们从台湾人都吃过番石榴。
Many people from Taiwan have seen it.
那我们台湾的番石榴叫芭乐。
Yeah, it bears a fruit called guava.
那看起外面样子并不算太好看。
From the outside you look at it, it's not that pretty.
因为上面疙疙瘩瘩的，并不太平滑。
Because the fruit has a lot of, it does not have a smooth skin. But if you taste, eat it, it's very tasty.
味道那个清香啊，尝起来很甘甜。
It's very fragrant and it's very sweet.
还能叫人饱足。
It can satisfy you.
他说这个番石榴啊，你不要看了外貌了。
So with the fruit, don't look at the outside.
黑是黑啊，那丑陋是不算好。
It is not too pretty to look at.
但是呢，尝的味道很好。
But you taste it, it's very good.
味道很清香。
You smell it, it's very fragrant.
里头得了饱足。
It can also be used as food.
但是你知道，原来他们不过是鸡粒就是粮。
But you know, previously it is they are just briars. But now has been changed.
长出来代替了荆棘。
Instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up.
这个番石榴树长出来代替了鸡粒。
And instead of the briars, the myrtle will come up.
荆棘都是刺人的。
Previously, it is full of thorns. It's unbearable to men. But now it is so green, so beautiful.
看起尝起来是那有味道。
And you taste it, it is full of taste.
弟兄姊妹，这是神恩典的工作。
This is the work of God's grace.
借着他的话语。
Through his words,
把他的恩典带到我们里头来。
He has brought grace to us.
不仅我们心境改变了。
Not only our heart will change.
我们这个心境改变了。
Our nature will change.
我们人也在改变了。
Our whole being will be changed.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
我们要好好读主的话语。
We need to read the word of God.
把主的话语丰丰富藏在我们的里面。
And treasure the word of God in, within us.
我再多讲一点啊。
I will speak a little bit further.
恐怕不能讲什么，只能讲。我再讲一位弟兄。
I want to give you another example of a brother.
这个弟兄工作很忙。
And this brother is also very busy.
因为他没有中午吃饭的时间。
He doesn't even have a lunch break time.
他忙到的地步，从早去上班，从早晨到晚都是忙的。
He is so busy that he works from morning till evening.
因为他是公司的老板。
Because he is the boss of the company.
员工啊可以有 lunch time， 他没有 lunch time。
The employee will have lunch time， but he doesn't have one。
好多事情都需要处理。
He still need to take care of many business during lunch time。
那就很紧张，下班之后就轻松了。
He's very busy and nervous at work。
说等到吃饱晚饭之后，你再让他读圣经祷告啊，他说，哎呀，这个我吃不消了。
And after work, he really needs to relax. And he said,
yeah,
I cannot read the Bible.
Relax 一下。
I need to relax.
所以他就看电视。
So he has to watch TV.
他是个很好的弟兄。
He's a good brother.
他不看那乱七八糟的东西。
He doesn't watch all programs.
他就是看那好的电视。
He watches good programs.
他看打那个 Super Bowl。
Maybe he will watch the sports program.
他去看那个没有好的节目，他就租那个录影带，他就看好的录影带。
And if there's no not a good program on that night, he will rent a video tape.
一个晚上就在那看电视。
So he spent the entire night watching a TV.
这个眼皮都下来，然后看着倒吧倒，就去睡觉去了。
He watched until his eyelids are heavy, and then he pray and goes to sleep.
他太太每一次看见他在看电视啊，哎呀。你怎么了？是读圣经啊？你在整天就看电视啊
？His wife always said to him, "Why do you always spend your time watching TV and not read the Bible?"
他不满意。
And he's very dissatisfied.
因为你知道我白天我整天在忙啊。
You know how busy I was at work.
我整个身体都是很紧张的。
I am I need this time to relax myself.
你还要这样啰嗦。
And now you you say these things to me.
每次太太这样啰嗦完之后，都是不愉快的。
So every time his wife says something to him, he's very unhappy.
别不再说了。
After a while, his wife won't say anything.
还在地下室在那看电视。
But sometimes his wife will still see him at the basement watching TV.
因为他们的电视那个好大好大一个荧幕。
Because they have a huge screen TV.
看起来一点都不费力气的。
It's a very good to look at.
我在他家住过。
I stayed in his house before.
在地下室看也不会影响别人睡觉。
And if he watched TV at basement, he will not affect anybody.
他觉得我不打扰别人，我只是稍微 relax.
He said, I'm not bothering anybody, I'm just relaxing.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Brothers and sisters.
他也没法改变他的。
His wife cannot change him.
感谢赞美主。
Oh, I thank the Lord.
有一天他正是看在很有兴趣的时候。
One day he was full of interest as he was watching the TV. The Lord spoke to him.
把你读的话来提醒他。
Lord used his word to remind him.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
当主这样说的时候。
When the Lord reminded him.
他低下头来读啊。
He bowed his head.
是的。
He says, Lord, yes.
我不能把这时间都花在这些事情上。
I cannot spend all my time on these things.
当他接受的时候。
When he accepted this, grace entered into his heart. He is no longer under the bondage of this. From that time on, he reads the Bible every night. He said it's so boring to read the Word of God. You're so busy during the daytime and then you spend the night in such boredom. One sister, those people who have not experienced the Word of God, they will say things like that. If you have tasted the Word of God, you will see how sweet it is. There is nothing that can compare to the Word of God.No other hobby can be compared to the Word of God. Just like the hymn we sang during the table meeting. The Lord is my inheritance. It's the portion of my cup. He has measured the boundary for me. It is in a beautiful place. Everyone who has tasted God and have enjoyed His grace, they will say that my inheritance is so beautiful. When the Word of God has been opened to us,It is so good. There's not a TV program that can be compared to this. Not a hobby or a game that can replace God's word. And sister, we must read the word of God.
Brother Con has
said this. He said he has encountered several young brown sisters.They are very zealous for the Lord.
那也真是那个那真是那个那 present 他。
And they also love the Lord.
他们也很爱主。
They do have a heart for the Lord. They are zealous for the Lord.
他们把时间统统都花在许多的活动上面。
Yet they have spent most of their time on enjoyment.
这个活动那个活动。
And different activities.
户外活动、户内活动、许许多的活动。
They have outdoor sports and indoor sports.
都是在服侍。
They serve the Lord.
那亲爱的兄弟们。
Brothers and sisters.
没有时间在服侍。
They serve the Lord, yet they don't have time to read the Word of God. Although they are very zealous for the Lord, they also love the Lord. Unfortunately, they do not devote themselves on the word, in the Word of God. After years have gone by, all they have labored are vanity and vanity. You're busy about for the thing of this world is vain. Even if you involve yourself in these activities, it is also in vain. But this is the most important thing. We must read the Bible ourselves. We also help other brothers to read the Word of God. So that God can gain a group of people.Who devotes themselves to the Word of God. When we were younger, Brother Nee often says, In this time and age, we cannot find people who read the Bible. We cannot find anyone who reads the Bible.
主要给我们一段时间,
maybe God will give us some time that we would not even have outward gatherings. We cannot minister upon the Lord. He has to bury us so that we can concentrate on the Word of God. He did not know.
圣经啊,
when the time comes, that all the Bible has been taken away from them. Even if you want to read the Bible, there will be no Bible for you. This is something that was unbeknownst to our brother. He truly hoped that he can be buried, he could be hidden and read the Bible. But many people have lost that opportunity. And sisters, take hold of today. Do not think that one day when I'm old and retired, then I will read the Bible. Maybe even before old age, you have already retired. Some people, even after they retire and without anything to do, and they still don't have interest in reading the Word of God. I know this fact. Brothers and sisters, take today's time, grab hold of this moment, and allow the Word of God to enter into us. So through by His grace, we can be built up. And His testimony can be revived. That we can all grow into full stature. We cannot just sing that, Lord, I wish you come. I want you to come. It is good that you come. Brother Khan always says, and the Lord will not come mechanically. It is not that there will be a set time and then the Lord will come. He said no. But the timing is open.
虽然,
even when the set time has arrived, yet the children of God have not grown into maturity. We're still so young. We're still just like children. We're not built up. We still live in our flesh and blood.
亲爱的兄弟们,
and sisters, how can he come? Even if he comes, this is not his glory, but it's his shame.
亲爱的兄弟们,
and sisters, the Lord rather
delays.
He rather waits until we are grown into maturity. Until we left our youthfulness and become a spiritual man. So that His testimony can be revealed. When He comes, He can receive His bride. And in the entire universe, they will see the glory of God. They will see how it is accomplished. Today I will just share with you this one point. Because this is so important. There are some other points. There are five steps. But the first, the most basic is the grace of God. And the word of God. And then there's chapter 56, 57, and 58. In chapter 60, we see the testimony of God revived. The Lord have mercy on us and give us opportunities. I will continue to share on this. And this morning I heard about a brother who's a doctor. We have known him for a long time. He is in good health. I estimated that he is still younger than I am. Yet this morning I heard that he passed away in his sleep. And my heart is full of feelings.
我说主, 是不是要我把这几人都讲完?
I said, Lord, do you want me to finish all, speaking on all these steps?
恐怕若是我这次没有讲完的话呀，下次也许就没有机会了。
He says, if I don't finish, then maybe I don't have another chance.
但是我想，我还是只教中一点。
But today, I just want to, leave at this, first step.
宁肯在这点上，弟兄有一个好的根基。
I want you to have a good and firm foundation in this step.
也全强入讲完，我们听了之后什么东西都没有。
It is better than to finish all. It is better than finish all five and you remember nothing.
今天为弟兄只讲了一点，所以我们还有一点时间。
Today says, brother, we only share one point, so we have some time left.
我们能不能有几位弟兄一起在主面前我们一同有些祷告。
We ask our brothers to guide us in prayers.